Title: Supreme Court Preserves But Limits SEC Disgorgement Power. Content: In Lieu versus Securities and Exchange Commission, number 18-1501, 2020 WL 340-5845, US June 22, 2020. The United States Supreme Court upheld the authority of the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, to seek disgorgement as an equitable remedy under 15 U.S.C. Section 78U(d)(5), so long as it does not exceed a wrongdoer's net profits and is awarded for victims. Although Lieu preserved the SEC's disgorgement powers as a general matter, it narrowed the criteria for appropriate equitable relief, effectively curtailing the SEC's ability to pursue unduly broad disgorgement remedies. The SEC alleged that defendants defrauded foreign nationals investing in the United States EB-5 Immigrant Investor Program by misappropriating investors' funds earmarked for construction of a cancer treatment center. The EB-5 program allows non-citizens to pursue permanent residency by investing in growth projects so long as those projects provide jobs for U.S. citizens. The United States District Court for the Central District of California, in addition to an injunction and fine, ordered disgorgement equal to the amount defendants raised from investors, inclusive of funds utilized for business expenses. Securities and Exchange Commission v. Lieu, 262F, Sup. 3D 957, CD Cal, 2017. The United States Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit affirmed. Securities and Exchange Commission v. Lieu, 754F, Apex 505, 9th Circle 2018. The Supreme Court granted certiorari to determine the extent of the SEC's disgorgement powers, whether net or gross. Defendants argued that the court's decision in Kokesh v. Securities and Exchange Commission, 137S, CT 1635, 2017, that disgorgement is necessarily a penalty means that disgorgement imposed on them is not available at equity. Petitioners also argued that the disgorgement award was unlawful because it exceeded the bounds of traditional equity in three ways. 1. It failed to return funds to victims. 2. It imposed joint and several liability. And 3. It did not reflect deductions for legitimate business expenses. In an 8-1 decision, the court, Sotomayor, J., held that the SEC may seek disgorgement. It also ruled that any disgorgement must be awarded for victims. Although the court affirmed the SEC's authority to seek disgorgement, it acknowledged that the concerns raised by defendants create considerable tension with equity practices. The court therefore vacated the disgorgement order and remanded to the Ninth Circuit to issue an award that comports with the equitable principles outlined by the court. Justice Thomas filed the lone dissent, asserting that disgorgement is not a traditional equitable remedy and is, therefore, unavailable to the SEC under Section 78U(d)(5). The court first addressed defendants' argument that its decision in Kokesh, which held that disgorgement constituted a penalty for the purposes of imposing a 5-year statute of limitations, precludes the SEC from seeking disgorgement as equitable relief under Section 78U(d)(5). The court confirmed that Kokesh does not prohibit the SEC from seeking disgorgement in equity. However, the court expressed concern that disgorgement could be imposed in a manner that exceeds traditional equitable principles, and a closer look at the award in this case was required. The court explained that to operate as an equitable remedy, disgorgement must do more than benefit the public at large by depriving a wrongdoer of ill-gotten gains, since Section 78U(d)(5) restricts equitable relief to that which may be appropriate or necessary for the benefit of investors. Generally, the court noted, this language requires the SEC to return a defendant's gains to victims. The SEC asserted that its long-standing practice of depositing disgorged funds with the Treasury may be appropriate where it is infeasible to distribute collected funds directly to investors. Although the parties did not identify a specific order in this case directing proceeds to the Treasury, the court exhibited skepticism towards this practice and noted that lower courts may determine whether such an order would indeed be for the benefit of investors as required by Section 78U(d)(5), and be consistent with equitable principles. With regard to joint and several disgorgement liability, the court explained that whereas equitable principles favor holding defendants liable to account only for profits that have accrued to themselves, common law has permit